In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名正道。
This morning, I'd like to share with you topic as come to me.
今天我要与大家分享的主题是来我这里。
The most of time, this topic is usually for the evangelical service.
这个主题似乎是比较适合布道会。
Today, I choose this topic because spiritual communication is drawn near to us.
今天我选择这个主题是因为我们的灵恩会也将要到了。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 11.
请翻开马太福音第11章。
Matthew chapter 11, verse from 28 to 30.
马太福音11章28到30节。
Matthew 11, from verse 28.
马太福音11章28节开始。
Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And take my yoke upon you, and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my load is light.
28节，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。而且我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。30，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是清醒的。
We understand our God, our Lord, is very reasonable.
我们知道我们的主是很合理的。
He never demanded that we cannot handle it.
他不会要求我们做不到的事。
Just like when we have children, when we, as a parents, we're dealing with our children, we always give an assignment or task which is its amount that they can handle it and they can accomplish it.
就像我们有小孩子，当我们身为父母亲的给我们小孩子工作做的时候，我们都知道是他们可以担负得起的。
And nowadays, once sin came into this world,
自从罪来到这个世上,
and people lost their Lord, a true God.
那人就失去了他们的
So people seeking a different way of their life to find out the rest.
但人是想要从其他的方法来寻求安息。
Actually, all the things in this world belongs to this earth is comes to us as a great temptation.
这个世界上是实际上是充满着各样的啊。
Since we have a flesh within us also, the nature that sin also within us, so it constantly bring force to drive away from God.
那我们带着肉体，那这种试探呢，经常让我们也离开神。
This is the good chance that during the spiritual convocation we come to God.
所以在联合会的时候是一个很好的时刻呢，让我们再回到主这里。
We constantly we can ask ourselves, our heart, our mind can have this true rest given from God or not.
那我们可以自己来问自己，我们的心还有我们的意念，是否我们有真正的安息在我们里头？
Of course, there's a lot of reason because emotionally, physically, we drain out because we engage our work and our job and our business.
那我们在肉体上和精神上呢，经常都觉得很欠缺呢，因为我们在公事上工作，还有其他的事情羁绊着我们。
But if truly we rely on God and trust in God and we come back to God, that we can have rest always.
但是如果我们真的信靠神， 回到神这里呢，我们真的能够得到安息。
He will give us a rest. He will give us a strength.
他会给我们安息，也会给我们力量。
And I hope that this spiritual convocation has to be give an opportunity to let us our soul and can and truly rest in the Lord.
希望在这次灵恩会，我们会得到一个机会，让我们的灵魂真的在主里得到安息。
Now listen to the book of Jeremiah chapter 2.
我们翻开耶利米书第二章。
Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 14 to 19.
耶利米书二章十四节到十九节。
Jeremiah chapter 2 from verse 14 to 19.
耶利米书二章十四到十九.
Is Israel a slave or is he a homeborn servant? Why has it become a prey? The young lion has roared at home at him. They have roared loudly, and they have made his land a waste. His cities have been destroyed without inhabitant. 16. And also the men of Memphis and Tahapenes have shaved the crown of your head. Have you not done this to yourself by your forsaking the Lord your God when he led you in the way? 18. But now, what are you doing on the road of Egypt? To drink the waters of Nile? Or what are you doing on the road of Assyria? To drink the water of Euphrates? Verse 19. Your honor weakness will correct you, and your apostasis will reprove you. Know therefore and see that it is evil and bitter for you to forsake the Lord your God, and the dread of me is not in you, declare the Lord of hosts.
14节, 以色列是仆人吗? 是家中生的奴仆吗? 为何成为猎物呢? 少壮狮子向他咆哮, 大声吼叫, 使他的诚意, 荒凉也都焚烧无人居住, 拿伯人和达北念人, 也打破你的头顶, 这是临到你身上, 不是你自招的吗? 不是因主你神引你行路的时候, 你离弃他吗? 现今你为何在埃及路上要喝希赫的水呢? 你为何在亚述路上要喝大河的水呢? 你自己的恶必惩治你, 你背道的事必责备你, 由此可知可见, 你离弃主, 你的神, 不存敬畏我的心, 乃为恶事, 为苦事, 这是主万军之耶和华说的。
And God, before he brought this message through the Jeremiah, if you look at the verse 13, that my people committed two sins, two evils.
在神给耶利米这段信息的之前呢, 在13节提到说, 我的百姓做了两件恶事。
And here, the first one is that they have forsaken me, the fountain of living water.
那第一个恶事是离弃我这活水的泉源。
And then they hew for themselves chisels. So which is they do? The one is the forsake God. One is this digging something that there is this water cannot contain the true water.
那第一件恶事他们所做的是离弃神，第二件事他们所做的恶事是为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
And we can think about it nowadays. This is like 600 years ago. God brought this message to the Israelites.
那我们知道这是在2600年前神给以色列人的信息。
Every time that this kind of cycles continue going on and on, so they wait we can walk away from God and so we get the distance from God.
那这种恶性循环呢，不断的发生呢。 人常常远离了神.
Even God sending this great prophet and also to sending to them to prophesy and also to give a greater important message to warning them and to rebuke them, the people do not return to God.
虽然神常差遣先知呢给他们信息，给他们警告， 但是人还是不回转归向神.
In the verse 14 here, God talked to Israelites as, is Israel a slave or is he a homeborn servant? And he just reminding them, you are not the slave, you are not the born servant.
在十四节这边耶利米提到说，以色列是仆人吗？ 是家中生的奴仆吗？ 这是提醒以色列人，他们不是仆人的。
Why are you willing to your life to be like to be a slave of this world?
为什么你要让你的生活成为这世界的奴仆呢?
I choose bring you out of Egypt. I'll choose bring you out of this world, to be separate from this world, to be my people.
我选择你，把你从埃及带出来，从这个世界带出来，要做我的百姓。
You're supposed to enjoy the given freedom from me, so you can understand my grace. You can rest upon my promised land.
所以你应该是能够来享受我所给你的自由，能够安居在我所应许之地。
Why are you willing to yourself to be a prisoner and to be a slave?
为什么你让你自己陷为奴仆，又关在监牢里呢？
When God brought this message to the Israelites, at that time Israel was very, the southern kingdom was very, under the great stress from the big power among around this world at that time.
当神给以色列人这个信息的时候，以色列人正陷在苦境中，被强国环视。
And toward the north, the Assyria's power constantly coming down to the south.
在北方呢，有亚述帝国不断的向南方侵略。
And from the south, there's a great power from Egypt trying to push up to the north.
在南方呢，有埃及又向北方来侵略。
But this time already, Northern Kingdom was destroyed. Then.
在当时候，北国以色列已经灭亡了。
So as a Southern Kingdom to be survived, they have to find out the power to protect themselves.
所以南部的南方的犹大国呢，他们必须要找出方法来保护自己。
It's a human point of view. It's the right things to do because they smart enough to choose the best one for them to save themselves.
以人的观点来讲，他们做的是所作所为是对的，应该要想办法来自救。
As a human point of view, there's no choice, but they have to choose this way to survive.
从人的观点看，他们没有其他选择和必须要这样做来得到拯救。
We think about when we depart from God, when we make the distance from God.
那我们想想看，当我们离开神一段的距离。
When the circumstance force us to choose things that the distance from God.
那有时候是因为某种情况，让我们不得不选择来远离神。
Of course, we're trying to compromise ourselves that because I choose this because of this excuse and this reason.
我们常常想出各种理由，我这样做是因为这样子的原因，那样子的理由。
These excuse and these answer from ourselves may be reasonable from the human point of view.
从我们来看，这都是合理的。
But God's point of view is not acceptable.
但是从神的观点来看，却是不能够接受的。
God wants us to completely rely on Him, completely trust in Him.
神要我们是完全的来信靠他。
Look as a between the husband and wife.
就像夫妻之间。
Sometimes the relationship is kind of up and down because of the circumstance outside.
有时候夫妻的关系会因为外界的影响而有上上下下的。
Sometimes the issue about the business, you know, sometimes the issue about our financial issues.
有时候是因为经济的缘故，有时候是因为工事业的关系。
Maybe because this all reason is enough to have an impact to our relationship.
或许这都是合理的理由来影响我们的关系。
But actually bring this issue to impact to our relationship, then this couple have to reflect themselves.
如果因为这些关系呢，因为这些因素而影响夫妻关系的时候，他们应该要来好好的思想一下。
Because our marriage is supposed not to be impacted by this kind of reason.
因为婚姻呢，不应该受这些来影响的。
That's why there's this vow between the husband and wife to be at the beginning. They want to be one mind. They want to be one body. But no matter what circumstance they are.
所以在婚礼的时候呢，在婚姻开始的时候呢，夫妻就应该要有誓言说，不论在任何情况之下，夫妻都要在一起。
Now there's many couple, they have a trouble in their marriage because of this kind of reason.
那今天呢，有很多人的婚姻有问题呢，就是因为这样子的理由。
Of course, it can be reason that it's different personality.
我们可以说是，当然夫妻可能有不同的个性。
I cannot bear with this kind of person.
我没有办法来容忍这样子个性的人。
All different kind of issues.
或许不同的事件。
But that reason cannot be excused to bring into the separate from the husband and wife.
但是这些理由呢，都不应该是成为夫妻分离的理由。
Husband and wife has to be their soul, their mind put together, always to be one mind, one body.
因为夫妻呢，他们的灵魂、他们的心思都应该结合在一起，成为一灵，成为一体。
Once they blame each other.
如果他们彼此互相的指责、埋怨。
And then this relationship is more and more further away.
他们的关系就越来越分离。
End up they cannot even patching the healing back to the same relationship before.
他们没有办法来收拾伤痕，来恢复原来的关系。
But between God and us, also the same thing.
神跟我们之间的关系也是一样的。
God choose his people.And the descendant of Abraham, and to be his people.
神拣选他的百姓，就是亚伯兰后裔，作为他的百姓。
So, no matter what circumstance, God wants them to trust Him, so that they can solve the problem, so they can overcome the difficulties, all kind of temptation in their life.
所以，不论在任何情况之下，神都要他们能够胜过试探，能够。
Such kind of circumstance now, you know, the kingdom of Judah is such kind of weakness in their kingdoms. All this is actually given from God actually.
犹大国的软弱，实际上也是神所允许的。
But God want them to through this kind of experience. God want them to experience of.The love of God.
借由这种情况呢，神是反倒要犹大国来啊经历神。
But at this time, the king of Judah and the people, they're trying to looking for human way to possible to where they can secure their life.
但是犹大国呢，他们却想要来靠选择人的方法来解决他们的问题。
Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 15, that the young lions have roared at him, and they have roared loudly, and they have made his land a waste. His city has been destroyed without inhabitant.
在耶利米书二章十五节提到，撒撰狮子向他咆哮，大声吼叫，使他的地荒凉，城邑也都焚烧，无人居住。
It looks like Assyria is a very strong country, very powerful country.
亚述是一个很强大的国家。
It's like a young lion.
就像一个少壮
狮子。But once maybe trust them, maybe that the lion can help them, maybe.
或许犹大国来信靠这个亚述国可以得到拯救。
But then when they invite this in the great power from outside, actually they come into the kingdom to destroy everything.
虽然他们来邀请这个强大的国家进来，实际上是毁灭自己。
In verse 16 here, God talked to them about the men of Memphis and Tahpenes. This is from the two cities of Egypt.
在十六节提到的拿弗人和达比尼人，他们都是在埃及的城市。
And they have shaved the crown of your head, it says.16.
在十六节提到说，他们要打破你的头顶。
Since you invite them, since you rely on the worldly big city, such great power from Egypt, end up they make you shame your life.
那虽然说你来邀请埃及这两个大城市，他们来到反倒要来。打破你的头顶。
In verse 17, God pointed out what the problem is. Have you not done that these to yourself by your forsaking the Lord your God when God led you in the way?
在十七节，神提到指出来说，这是临到你身上，不是你自招的吗？不是因主你神引你行路的时候，你离弃他吗？
God says, I'm leading you on the way. You change your mind. You choose.Instead of me, somebody else.
我神说我在带领你的路上，你改变你的心意，你选择了别人而离弃了我。
You're trying to drink from Egypt, like a drink the water of the Nile.
你想要在埃及喝尼罗河的水。
So you think in this way you can satisfy yourself.
你想这样你就可以得到满足。
But what are you doing on the road to Assyria?
那你也到亚述的路上。
So here God pointed out what their problem is.
神指出他们的问题在哪里。
Because they do not return to God.
因为他们没有回转
回向神。They're trying to rely on the things belongs in this world.
他们想要依靠是这世界的势力。
They think the power in this world is great, so they can rely on. They think things that in this world can things that like a water of Nile can satisfy their soul.
他们想这世界的势力可以来帮助他们，他们想到埃及的尼罗河能够使他们得到满足。
In verse 19, God says, "It's not in the consequences because of you. It's not because of me. Your own weakness will correct you."
十九节，主说，你自己的恶必惩治你，你被盗事必责备你。
And your apostasy will reprove you.
说你被盗的事也要责备你。
So knowing therefore that and the sea, it is the evil and the bitter for the forsake of the Lord of your God.
所以说。离弃神呢，这是恶事，是苦事。
Because you do not truly reverence me.
因为你没有真正的来敬畏我。
You do not have to follow me.
你没有来跟随我。
So what you choose your life will give you a bitter life to be suffer in your life away your own way.
那你自己选择得到反倒得到是苦事，那得到惩罚。
We know the story about the book of the Ruth.
我们都知道路德的故事。
It is a simple story, but it telling us a lot of very important teaching.
是一个很简单的故事，但是告诉我们很多的教训。
Naomi and his husband, Abimelech and the two sons, they because of the famine in the land, in the Bethlehem, they move out of there to move into the Moabite land.
亚比米勒和他的妻子拿俄米因为伯利恒地的饥荒呢，他们就离开了故乡，来到摩亚地。
It is a great excuse.
这是一个很好的借口。
Because they want to make a better life in themselves.
因为他们想要过一个更好的生活。
So they walk away from there.
所以他们就搬家了。
Of course, for at that time they have a great hope, and maybe they can their life can avoid this kind of a famine. Yet they want to have a comfortable life in the job the land of Moabite.
或许那时候他们带着极大的希望，他们要想要过更好的生活在摩亚地。
But actually, they lost. She lost everything.
但是拿俄米却丧失了一切。
And she lost a husband.
她失去了丈夫。
And she lost two sons.
她也失去了两个儿子。
But even the Naomi urged to the two the daughter-in-law say, "You can go back to your people."
甚至拿俄米跟她两个媳妇说，你可以回到你自己的本家去。
She knows that she cannot help this to the daughter-in-law.
她知道她自己没有办法来照顾这两个媳妇。
That's why they ask them to go back to your people.
所以她要求这两个媳妇回家去。
Of course, it is a grace mercy of God that the Ruth cling to the Naomi.
但是神的因为神极大的怜悯呢。路德却紧紧的跟随着拿俄米。
Trying to stay and follow the mother-in-law.
那路德就跟随着拿俄米。
Well, so that she determined to go back to the Bethlehem.
当拿俄米决定要回伯利恒故乡的时候。
When she go back to the Bethlehem, she find out that the already no more famine, but God bless this land.
她回到了伯利恒，发现已经没有饥荒了，而是世上神祝福。
The most people in the land already they make a peaceful life there.
在当地呢，人过着平安的生活。
But when she arrived in the Bethlehem, she becomes she lost everything, but yet only just the daughter-in-law with her. She feels very bitter in her heart.
当她回到了伯利恒，只有她的媳妇跟随她，她丧失了一切，她的内心非常的苦毒。
The people says, "Wow, Naomi came back."
人们说，拿俄米回来了。
But don't call me Naomi, but call me Mara.
拿俄米说不要叫我拿俄米，甜的意思要叫我苦。
Because my heart is bitter.
因为我的心里极为痛苦。
But because she come back to the Bethlehem.
因为她回到了伯利恒。
And so God blessed him his life.
神又祝福她。
Bless her life. So everything now returned back to the things that belongs before, all back to the hands of Naomi.
过去她所永远的拿俄米再重新的得到。
No matter what circumstance, once we trust in God, we stay with God, we follow God, then God will bless us.
不论任何情况，如果我们跟随着神，信靠神，神就会祝福我们。
The most important thing in our life is this relationship.
在我们生命中最重要的就是我们与神的关系。
Just like a husband and wife, this is the relationship.
就像夫妻之间的关系。
We're supposed our children's issue, all the issues to bring into the between a husband and wife to because of the trouble in the between the relationship.
那我们不应该因为儿女或其他的事件呢，来影响夫妻的关系。
Financial is supposed not to be impact to the between husband and wife their true relationship.
经济呢，财政呢，也不应该是来影响夫妻真正的关系。
Because this relationship is the beginning of the blessing.
因为这个关系呢，就是福气的
开始。God instituted this husband and wife relationship.
因为是神创立的这个婚姻的制度。
If a husband and wife relationship is not secure, is not healthy.
如果夫妻关系不健全的话，那就有危险。
The rest of the issue, the rest of the things in our life, they tend to be very miserable.
那因为各种的事情呢，就会让这个关系呢变成非常的恶劣。
There's no way can the peace can bring out of there.
那我们就没有办法得到平安。
No way they can have a true joy in out of there too.
他们也没办法得到喜乐。
Now our church is the same thing.
我们在教会也是一样。
So what is the most important thing in the church to keep this one for the priority?
那我们在教会最重要的是什么呢？
It is a peace.
是平安。
And so once we have all one mind, one accord.
当我们同心合意的时候
，We think that you is better than me.
如果我们认为你比我强的话
，Then our church to be one mind, one accord in the Lord.
我们要的是在主里合一。
Blessing will become upon today.
那神的福气就会降临。
It's not because we are so smart. It's not because we have a great idea.
并不是因为我们很聪明，我们有很大的理想。
Because we have value of our relationship.
而是我们看重我们的关系。
You can tell the church to be a one mind, one accord. We harmonize. We humble enough to be seeking God and to be one mind, to be true peace within God. Truly, the church can be blessed. Truly, the church can be prosperous.
那如果我们同心合意的话，那我们就看到教会真正能够得到神的祝福。
We mentioned about the Jeremiah chapter 2, this issue about the, you know, at that time the kingdom of Judah.
我们在提到耶利米书第二章，当时犹大国的问题。
They tried the human's way to trying to solve the problem.
他们想要用人的方法来解决问题。
It's because the whole country getting weaker and weaker.
但是他们的国势呢，却越来越软弱。
They have to find somewhere to power, somewhere to trying to holding upon so that their life can be satisfied, secure, safe enough.
他们需要找，他们认为他们需要找其他强大的国家来让他们得到安全，让他们得到保足。
But they choose the wrong one.
但是他们选择错误的。
They choose the things in this world.
他们所选择是这世界上的东西。
So we know the Friday night we talk about, we study about the First Corinthians.
在礼拜五晚上我们学习查考哥林多前书第
The issue about the wisdom.
那我们谈到智慧。
Why the church in Corinth has a lot of problems?
为什么哥林多教会有很多的问题呢？
Because most of the members they're very qualified.
他们哥林多教会有很多有才干的人。
They also a lot of gift within among the saints.
他们之中呢有很多都有很有恩赐。
Yet church face a lot of trouble and a lot of challenges.
但是教会却面对很多的挑战，很多的问题。
Because they try to rely on themselves.
因为他们想要靠自己。
Because they think they have great wisdom in themselves.
因为他们自认为自己很有智慧。
And their pride is because I'm better than you.
他们的骄傲是我比你强。
So there's a division in the church.
所以在教会有纷争，有分党。
So Paul mentioned to the saint in the Corinth.
所以保罗就写信给哥林多教会的信徒。
I determined to know nothing but only for him crucified on the cross.
保罗强调说，我所传讲的只有基督耶稣钉十字架的事。
I come to you not with the arrogant in my words, but the power of God.
我来到你那里，并不是靠智慧高大的言语，而是靠圣灵的力量。
The Israelites one day they rely on the force from the word.
以色列人他们想要靠着这世界的强势。
Actually, it caused this country to be end up to be destroyed by the foreign power.
那这个国家呢，反倒被外国给毁灭了。
Now we have to ask ourselves.
我们必须自己来问自己。
How much I really truly rely on God?
我到底有真正有多少来依靠神
？And since throughout this whole year.
在这过去的一年中
，Am I truly trusting God?
我是否真正的信靠神
？How's my relationship with God?
我跟神的关系又怎么了
？Is it close enough?
我跟神的关系是否很亲密呢
？Our soul can have a peace within His hands.
我们的灵魂是不是在他的手里可以得到安息呢
？If we are not.
如果我们没有办法得到安息
If you feel that there's a heavy laden, we have a, you know, just what the Jesus mentioned that, weary and heavy laden.
如果我们觉得我们自己是劳苦担重担
Let us go back to God.
我们就要回到神那里
You can leave everything up to the, you know, all the weight of this, the heavy laden, put onto the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以把我们的重担交给耶稣基督
So you and I, we can experience of burdens away from our shoulder, so we can feel that our soul and our spirit can rejoice within Him.
那我们的重担就从我们的肩膀给拿掉了，我们就可以得到灵魂的安息。
Let's turn to this is the one of the history also, Second Chronicle.
我们再来看列王记下这里历代志下。
Second Chronicle chapter 33.
历代志下的33章，这也是历史。
Second Chronicle chapter 33 verse 10.
历代志下33章的第十节。
Chapter 33 verse from 10 to 13.
从第十节到十三节。
And the Lord spoke to Manasseh and his people, but they paid no attention. Therefore the Lord brought the commander of the army of the king of Assyria against them, and they captured Manasseh with hooks and bound him with the bronze chains.And took him to Babylon. Verse 12. And when he was distressed, he entreated the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before God of his father. Verse 13.
Sam.
When he prayed to him, he was moved by his entreated and heard his supplication and brought him again to Jerusalem to his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew the Lord was God.
第十节主警戒马拉西和他百姓，他们却不听。十一，所以主使亚述王的将帅来攻击他们，用烧钩勾住马拉西，用铜链锁住他，带到巴比伦去。十二，他在极难的时候就恳求主他的神，且在他列祖的神面前极其自卑。十三，他祈祷主，主就应准他的祈求，垂听他的祷告，使他归回耶路撒冷，能做国位。马拉基这才知道唯独主是神。
Actually, King Manasseh actually very blessed because he is a son of Hezekiah, King Hezekiah.
那马拉西呢，实际上呢是相当蒙福的一位国王呢，他是西西家王的儿子。
But he never followed the king, his father's way.
但是他并没有跟随他父亲的脚步。
He actually bring all the idols into the temple of God.
他把偶像带进神的殿。
So which is defile the temple.
就是污秽的神的殿。
He is very arrogant he himself.
他自己又很骄傲。
And so it because of that, it irritated God's anger.
所以神就发怒。
And so end up, his life turned to be under the great capture. He mentioned the king of Assyria came against him and they captured him and hooked him, bound him.And brought him to the Babylon.
所以主使亚述王的将帅来攻击他们，用烧钩用勾住马拉西，用铜链锁住他，带到巴比伦去。
Verse 10 says, they do not listen to God.
在第十节提到说他们不听神的话。
But one day they captured and put him to the Babylon.
那他就被抓去巴比伦去。
Verse 12 is when he was in distress.
十二节提到他在极难的时候
But he entreated the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his father.
他就恳求主他的神，且在他列祖的神面前极其自卑。
What is the indicator? We can say what is the indicator that we can go back to God?
那在什么情况之下我们会回到神那里呢？
Now you and I, we can say, surely my heart willing to pray to God.
你跟我都可以说，当然我的心呢是很愿意跟神祷告的。
If our heart has a desire to pray to God,
如果我们的心真的是很愿意向神祷告，
then this person's heart is humble enough now he willing to go back to God.
那这个人就是自卑，他愿意回到神那里去。
I hope that this is spiritual convocation.
我希望在这次灵恩会的时候，
I hope that we come back if you have a trouble in your life.
如果我希望我们都能够回来，如果你在你的生活有问题的时候，
If you feel that you have a distance from God,
如果你觉得你自己跟神有一段的距离的时候，
If you feel that you have no spiritual strength within your heart,
如果你觉得在你的心里并没有属灵的力量的时候，
Somehow your life is isolated, you lose all the kind of momentum of your kind of strength of spiritual power within you, not in you, then it is time that you can come back to God.
那如果你觉得你自己好像已经是孤立的，没有属灵的力量的时候，这是你应该回转归向神的时候。
God never despises our contrite heart.
神他绝不轻看我们痛悔的心。
The thing is, our heart is now ready to be, and so we willing to pray to God.
那问题是，我们的心是否愿意向神祷告？
And just like you know the prodigal son, the story.
就好像这个浪子回头的故事。
When he's a young person.
他是一个年轻人。
He's quite capable person maybe.
那可能是一个相当有才干的
年轻人。But he got his father's portion, so he demanded his portion and walk away from God.
他向他的父亲要求分财产，然后就离开了。
Yes, he spend what he has.And he gathered a lot of people and friends bring into his life.
他可能他花尽了所有，跟着他的朋友一起吃喝玩乐。
Later on, he waste up everything.
他花尽了一切的财产。
And the famine came to the land.
那地有饥荒。
And nobody around him.
却没有人在他身边。
He turned out to be learned that he's under the great stress.
那个时候他的生活极其悲惨。
And that he find that I have to go back to my father.
他就觉悟到他应该要回到他父亲那里。
When he go back to his father with a humble heart.
当他以谦卑的心回到他父亲那里。
I want to talk to my father to not treat me as like one of his son, but treat me as one of his servant.
我要跟我的父亲讲说，父啊，你不用把我当成你的儿子，只把我看作你的仆人就好了。
Our God always watch over our heart.
我们的神一直在看我们的心。
In verse 12, there's a king Manasseh. When he he was in a distress under the bounded himself a chain in the Babylon, he entreated the Lord his God, humble himself greatly before God.
当马拉西王被用铜链锁住的时候，十二节讲说他在极难的时候就恳求神，且在他神的面前呢极其的自卑。
So verse 13.
十三节。
And yes, when he prayed to God, he was moved by the entreated and heard his supplication.
那他祈祷神呢，神就允准他的祈求，垂听他的祷告。
We have to understand the king Manasseh is a very bad king.
我们要知道马拉西王实际上是一个坏王。
Actually, he had done a lot of the bad thing to God.
他实际上做了很多坏事。
But when he changed his mind, when he turned around to God with a humble heart,
当他改变心意，当他回转归向神以谦卑的心，
God can see his humility is in his heart.
神可以看出他心里的自卑。
Because I like this verse 13, the description. God was moved by his entreated.
那这边提到说神有被他的祷告来感动。
So the king Manasseh moved God's heart.
所以马拉西国王的祷告感动了神。
Because he truly come back to God.
因为他是真正的回转归向神。
This is what happened after this. He moved God's heart. And then afterwards, God brought him again to Jerusalem, to his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord was God.
神使他归回耶路撒冷，轮作国位，马拉西这才知道唯独主是神。
Because Manasseh understood that he knew that the Lord was God.
马拉西他明白神是谁。
Simple statement.
这是一个很简单的句子。
He knew that the Lord was God.
他知道主就是神。
Why many times our life have a trouble?
为什么在我们的生命中常常有问题呢
？Why many times do we keep the distance from God?
为什么我们常常远离神呢
？Why we cannot let our Lord our God to be our King, but ourselves to be a King?
为什么我们不能让神做我们的国王，而我们自己要做王呢
？Because we don't understand this once, because we don't know that the Lord was God.
因为我们不明白主就是神。
Let us go back to God.
我们要回转归向神。
Let our Lord Jesus, He Himself become a Lord of our life.
要让神成为我们生命的主。
You don't have to carry your old heavy burdens.
你不用自己来担负重担。
He can carry our burden in His shoulder instead of us.
神可以来为我们背负重担，不用担在我们自己的肩膀上。
You can have a peace.
你会有平安。
If you want to obtain the peace,
如果你想要得到平安的话
，we have to go back to God.
我们必须要回转归向神。
Because this is a priority in our life.
因为这是在生命中是极为重要的。
Many times we think that we carry in the heavy load, this is a priority we think.
我们常常担负的重担，我们认为这是我们生活中的首要。
But the priority is come to God.
但是我们的首要其实是要回到神那里去。
So that we can put this unloaded our burden.
那我们才可以把我们的重担给卸下来。
That's why Jesus invite to us, come to me.
所以主耶稣向我们呼。向我们邀请说来到我这里
Let us go back to God this coming spiritual convocation
那我们在这次灵恩会再度的回转归向神
So you and I we can experience a true spiritual blessing throughout these few days of spiritual convocation
所以在我们在灵恩会这那几天中我们可以真正得到属灵的武器
So we gain the true power from Him
那我们可以真正得到从神那边的能力。
May God be with you, then move you to encourage you, come to the Lord.
愿神感动你，让你再回到神这里。
Yes, singing.
一起唱诗65首。